I got some cowboy boots, jeans, and a Hawaiian shirt. I got some mirror sunglasses, I got a mobile phone. I guess I look like some Porter Rance's dope dealer's out on bail and just trying to get home. But I ain't in jail, and I got me a guitar. I got a little band that's hotter than a rocket. Sometimes we're sloppy, we're always loud. Tonight we just honoring locks in the pockets. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Ah, screw you.
Hey, welcome to How to Be a Texan. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, man, how are you? Do you like that intro there?
It's been a little off the rails. Yeah, no, it's good. I'm literally just talking to you, and you're looking at me like,
oh, man. Well, screw you. We're both from Texas.
That's a little strong, even for me.
Well, I pulled that intro because you really had inspired me with this topic for today. I was so inspired, I went straight to my favorite
you.
Song about
Wait a minute,
Texas.
What's the name of the song? Screw you.
Screw we're you. We're Texans. From Texas.
We're from Texas. Okay.
Yeah, we're from Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's literally the name of the song.
Well, that's kind of the attitude, right?
I thought it really summed up everything really well.
That should be our new theme song. Screw you. We're from Texas.
Yeah, that'd be a good name for a podcast, actually.
Yeah, we could retitle this sucker. So, anyway. Hey, well, welcome, man. Everybody. Hope you all are having a great week. Kevin and I, we were just shooting the bull last couple of nights, and we thought about a great episode would be talking about, or really listening to, some of the songs that, when you think of Texas, what are some great songs that just really represent Texas? And the more I dug into it, there are some great Texas songs. Now, what all of you millions of viewers out there are going to get mad at me about is like, well, Kyle, that's all bunch of country yokel hokel stuff. And there's not any, you know, rock or reggae or whatever, disco songs about Texas. I mean, I don't know, but you're right.
No, I don't know. But you know what I say to that? Screw you.
I guess that's right. We'll go back to our theme.
Okay. That's right.
That is so strong and offensive. I'm just normally not that, you know. So anyway, so Kevin.
Now, this might have been the first topic that you introduced that I haven't said, oh, that's a dumb idea. I really thought this was a good idea right out of the gate. So,
well, it was perfect. Let me tell you the inspiration.
I'm just kidding. I never think your ideas are dumb. Maybe
no, you always
while,
do. But. It's always, I have to get past the seven screens of Kevin, and it's fine. But I'll tell you, how Texan is this? I was driving in my 3/4-ton diesel pickup with the windows down at sunset, looking at my cows out on the brother's land, including the Longhorns, which are just beautiful. And I thought, what would be a good topic? Anyway, I wasn't even thinking about our show. I was just thinking, man, what are some great Texas songs? And then I thought, holy crap, that's a great episode. We need to talk about some of these great Texas songs. So anyway,
yeah, that's a great
there's
idea.
The inspiration. So
that was awesome, man.
Hey, so tell me, Kevin, just forget the list, because you and I have a bunch of lists. And if we know how to put it in the notes, we really should put these in the notes, like our playlists in the notes.
This would if we could ever figure out how to put
I don't know how to add notes. If you know how to add notes, I'll send you the playlist, and then we can put them in the notes.
We can include it in the description of the thing.
Yeah, because these are freaking great playlists.
I agree.
Because I put... 30 or so songs together. My buddy Herd put another 20. You've got a bunch more. So when you think of great songs that represent or make you think of Texas, what's one or two that come to mind first?
I mean, the first ones I think of are Willie Nelson.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Like, I mean, all of his songs, literally.
Like here's one right here that this is Blue Skies, and it's not a Texas song, but it's just got such a great sound to it. So if you listen to Willie, I mean, isn't that just a great rhythm right there?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah. That's a now, so
here's
that's blue.
Here's a
that's
Willie. Here's a Willie one. You want to hear a Willie Nelson Texas song?
Always.
Here we go.
You have all read the beautiful story.
That's an oldie.
Of the country's far over the sea.
Old school.
No, this is back in like the 60s or 70s for Willie, right?
Yeah, I think it was mid-60s.
To establish this land of the free, there are some folks who still like to travel to see what they have over there.
But I'll cut out some of this.
It's not like the book, and they find there is none to compare.
So what's the name of that one?
Beautiful, beautiful Texas.
Oh, Beautiful Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
Where the beautiful blue bonnets grow.
Where the beautiful blue bonnets grow.
Okay. No, I like that.
That's pretty
I like that.
Texas.
Well, no, another Willie song that I think of is On the Road Again, and that's just, it just feels like Texas. But
I know, it does.
What else other than a Willie song comes to mind?
Man, I think mostly of artists, you know, is not such. Well, I think Amarillo by Morning by George Strait.
Right.
That's very Texas. And Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind? I always think of that one. And then I think of Lukenbach, Texas by Waylon. And
me too.
You know, and then I, you know, yeah, so those are the first ones that come to mind.
Well, me too. But I've got one for you that is a giggler. It's one that we've talked about before, but hold on, let me play it for you, and this is annoying, but awesome. So this is Bob Wills, and what's annoying about this? So can you hear that? Okay.
So.
So Bob Wills, you think, oh, he's a great singer. No, he's not a great singer.
He's the guy going, yeehaw!
Yeehoo! And he's kind of yodeling and playing the fiddle. But this is Deep in the Heart of Texas. What a great song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is one that most people think of. Oh, well, that's Texas, Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets going
now,
on that.
Now, when I asked Kendra about this topic, that's the first song that she named.
Yeah. But there's
now, here's
so
one that I thought of that's a little more of a rock song. This one came to mind immediately too, probably because I listened to it a lot as a kid. Let's see if you thought of this one.
No.
Who
is
never
that?
Heard that one?
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
T for Tennessee. Yeah. I always loved that song as a kid, man. Give me a T for Texas.
No, it's great. It's great. So when I started looking up and like I created a playlist, my very first song was Lukenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings. So if you listen to that, just that, you know, and I listened to it just a minute ago, and he's trying to tell you to simplify your life, that all these things, the riches that we're going for, we just need to slow down and focus on love and each other. It's just such a great, it's a great message. Oh, well, I mean, other than drinking and partying and doing drugs, probably don't need to be doing that. But, you know, just to slow down and enjoy and love one another, it's a great message.
That is a great message.
Well, it is. It is. And
have you ever been to Lukenbach?
I have not. Have you?
Oh, dude. Yeah, I have actually. It's close to Fredericksburg. You ever been to Fredericksburg?
Oh, yeah. I love that place.
Yeah. It's maybe, I don't know, 10 miles. And you'll see little signs pointing to Lukenbach. And there's nothing there but a bar. Literally. That's all that's there. It's a bar.
So what was the draw? Just the bar?
Just to go there because of the song.
Okay.
I don't know what their draw was back in the day. Maybe that's just where they hung out. But now
I don't know.
Kendra and I just drove out there and we're like, oh, okay. Well, that's nice. And then we left. There was nothing else there.
Well, when I think of like you said, when I think of Texas songs, I think of George Strait, and you mentioned All My Exes Live in Texas. And then Do You Ever Think of Fort Worth? Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind? and then Amarillo by Morning. So those three are really kind of iconic songs for George. And then Willie, I've got three right off the bat for Willie. On the Road Again, Blue Skies, and I can't think of the third one. But you just played another one from the 60s that I didn't even have. Beautiful Texas. I didn't even have that one on my list. And then here's one. I'll play this one for you. This is a sad song that reminds me of sweet days in college. So hold on. Let me play this for you. And don't start crying, Kevin.
Yeah, I started crying early.
I went and saw these guys in concert probably four times.
I don't even know who it is.
It's called Restless Heart. And it's the bluest eyes in Texas. It reminds you of love and days gone by.
Well, you saw these guys four times in concert?
Well, they had a whole bunch of songs. This was probably my favorite one. I'll be honest, this was my favorite. I was so sappy back in the day. I love this song. Yeah, and there were a bunch of other cheesy songs. But anyway, this is talking about the bluest eyes in Texas and, you know, love of yesteryear. So, so sweet. And then,
well, if you want to do cheesy 80s stuff, let me see if you thought of this one.
Okay.
This one might actually annoy you. I don't know.
Oh, unless it's SpongeBob, nothing annoys me. Hey, Rio from Duran Duran. I love that.
It's about Texas, man.
Duran Duran's a Texas group?
No, this song's about Texas.
I thought it was about Brazil.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Listen to the words.
I never could understand it.
Dance across the Rio Grande?
I'll be darned.
Maybe there's a Rio Grande down in Brazil.
I always thought it was about some river in Brazil. I'm an idiot. That's great.
You may be right. I always thought it was just about the Rio Grande here in Texas.
Hey,
dancing across the dusty land.
Okay. Hey, here's a shout out. Here's a shout out to the fact checker. So, fact checker, listen in. This is our favorite movie ever. This is called The Leaving from Lonesome Dove. Fact checker, listen up. So this is when they're leaving Lonesome Dove for the cattle drive up to Montana. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Do I get a tear in my eye here, too?
Oh, yeah. See, you remember that? They're looking back on the little town of Lonesome Dove, and then here come the two pigs to join the cattle drive up, and Carl and Gus are coming along, and they're ready to go, start their new chapter in life.
It's beautiful music.
It actually is beautiful.
It really is. So you want symphonic orchestral theme music? Let's see if you recognize this one. You should.
Oh, yeah. This is like what everybody plays for the fireworks shows.
No.
Oh, this is the Dallas theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
So memorable.
Yeah. Hey. Okay.
I mean, because, you know, that fits with your theory that, you know, Dallas really put, or this show really globally put Dallas on the map, which
I think
that
song alone,
right about.
I mean, for our generation, that song alone is iconic. I mean, you know, you're like, oh, that's the Dallas theme song.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, all you country haters, here's one that's fantastic, that's not country, but it's legit. Now, we did a whole episode on these guys. So,
rumor spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game.
It's like it's just a little bit too deep for him. About.
Just let me know.
Sounds like he has a loogie in his throat.
Don't tell him he's still around.
Got a lot of nice girls.
Got a lot of nice girls. Anyway, that's ZZ Top and LaGrange, man. It doesn't get any better than that. And that's Texas. Have you ever been to LaGrange?
Yeah, I went down there and watched the Eagles play a couple times. Argyle. We played LaGrange almost every year.
Okay, maybe I've been there too.
Yeah, you have. It's down by Waco.
Hey, okay, so there's another Bob Wills song. Everybody always thinks of San Antonio Rose. That's kind of an iconic song, but it's kind of annoying, I'll be honest. I'm not going to play it because it's kind of annoying.
Do you remember the San Antonio Stroll?
No. I would if you played it.
Let me play it and see if you... Because I thought the same thing. I thought I would remember that if I listened to it, and then when I listened to it, I didn't really remember it that well. Come home,
baby, humming a song. Oh, no, is that Tanya Tucker?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
There's another Tanya Tucker song on my list.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll try to find it. But you know what? Didn't you have The Streets of Laredo by Freddie Fender or somebody like that?
Oh, you do? Play that one. No, I didn't have that one.
So this is the Johnny Cash, the last album, and it's the Streets of Laredo. That last album Johnny Cash did right before he died is powerful. Walked out on the streets of Laredo. Wow. Yeah, if you haven't listened to these Johnny Cash, it's incredible. This album is incredible. It's just called Cash. And I mean, he literally died that year. He did this one, and that's it.
Wow.
So you can tell he's singing as a really older gentleman.
Yeah.
After a hard life.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was great. Hey, you country haters, here's one too. Kevin, you like the band Bowling for Soup?
She said she needed a break. A little time to think.
That's a great song.
But then she went to Cleveland with some guy named Leland that she met at the bank.
Cleveland with a guy named Leland.
There's nothing wrong with Ohio except the snow and the rain. I really like Drew Carey and I'd love to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I can't remember what the theme of this song is. Yeah, he's even talking about Denton County, where we sit.
I know. Kendra played that for me too. She's like, Denton County. So cool that they mentioned that there.
No, that's
cool. You know what? They're from Wichita Falls, Texas. That's why.
I didn't know. Hey, you know what? There's good boys that come out of Wichita Falls. There was a young lady that gave me a band name. Two young men that just graduated Baylor. I got to remember their name. They were fantastic. They were playing down in Austin last weekend, and I'll remember the name, but they were fantastic.
No idea Bowling for Soup was from Wichita Falls, Texas. I literally just Googled that.
So that
explains a lot.
You know what? I'm an eclectic music guy, and I like their sound. I mean, that's a fun sound.
Yeah.
Hey, let me mention two iconic, very Texas guys that if you think of Texas songs, you've got to think of them. One is Pat Green, and I've got like six songs on here that are Pat Green. The other one is Lyle Lovett. Now, I don't know if Lyle's a Texan. Do you know if Lyle
Lovett's believe a Texan? He is. Yeah.
I think
he
is,
he's
too.
A Texan.
Now, he's got a funny look. You know, he was married to Julia Roberts. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
he
kind of
looks like Kramer from Seinfeld.
Well, he does have an odd look to him, but man, you talk about an artist. I mean, he can go all over the place from an artistic perspective, and he's got some great Texas songs. So,
do you have this one? Which one do you got there?
Well, this one in particular, this is called the Texas River Song, and he basically names every river in Texas in this song.
Oh, wow. We followed the Brazos, Red River runs rusty. Wichita clear, but down by the Brazos I courted my dear, singing la la la.
Yeah, now,
that's great.
I don't think you're gonna remember these lyrics, but it's Lyle Lovett. Man, that dude's great.
Here's a Lyle Lovett one that you'll remember.
Yeah.
See if you got this one. Hold on here. You got that one?
Which one is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's called That's Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got this one. And as if I couldn't tell, well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do.
I just like it when he gets to the chorus here.
Yeah. I just like his voice. It's just smooth as butter. The promised land. That's right. You're not from Texas. That's right. You're
not from Texas. That's right. You're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. Texas wants you anyway.
Well, that goes with the
you
saying.
You say you're not from Texas. Yeah, that's right. You're not. But Texas wants you anyway. I love it.
Well, that goes with that saying. It says, well, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as quick as I could.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, that's a good one. You know, and I found, and crap, I can't find it right now. I got to look it up. There's, you know, the band REM. You wouldn't think, oh, well, that's not a Texas band. But I'll be darned. Here's a song called Texarkana. From REM.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back in the, I don't know, late 80s and 90s, REM was one of my favorite bands.
Yeah,
this
they were
called
awesome.
Texarkana, and then they've got another song called Houston. Anyway, that's just the typical REM sound. Anyway, it's about Texarkana.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. I remember this song now.
It's called Texarkana. I never knew.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, what is their Houston song? I want to hear that one.
Okay, hold on.
Was it Houston, back. Why Y'all So Nasty down there?
Why Y'all So Nasty, Houston? No, it's not that.
You could sing that in an REM style. Houston, why y'all so nasty down there?
I'll let you put that to an REM riff. I'm sure my buddies down there would love it just the same. So this is REM, a song called Houston. And it's got a little bit more of a kind of a gritty sound to it. Yeah, now.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're from Georgia.
That's a little darker, but... Who cares? I mean, hey, it's yeah. REM, and I always thought REM was cool.
I did, too. I didn't know they were from Georgia, though, until
hey,
just now.
You want me to play you the most controversial song on my list?
Sure.
Okay, here it is.
Is it worse than Screw You from Texas?
This song right here.
Oh.
You know what song this is?
Yeah, Eyes of Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. This has been in a court battle for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the theme song for the University of Texas. And
yeah.
Apparently there's some words in it that aren't all that wholesome. So,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but.
So you haven't played any George Strait, man.
Well, it's not because I don't love King George. I mean, this
no,
one right
started,
here.
You started with him.
So when you listen to this song.
I love
song,
this one.
If you don't tear up immediately, then you're just not living. You don't have a heart in your chest. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? I mean, it just makes me sad listening to it right now.
Call Fort Worth, man. He just ain't no good for jealous. Yeah, that's awesome.
It is great, but that's not the best one. I think his most classic one was, hold on, I'll be right with you, team. Boom, this one. This is his most classic one right here. When you think of Texas, you're like...
You're just driving out of Texas. Heading straight on out.
No, you're trying to get to Texas, right?
Oh, okay. Oh, he's leaving.
I'm a river by morning, up from San Antonio.
Yeah, so he's already in San Antonio. He's trying to leave Texas.
Well, he's just going to the next rodeo.
Oh, okay.
When that sun is high in that Texas sky.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be bucking at the county fair.
Amarillo, my morning. Amarillo, I'll be there.
Oh yeah.
Then King there's George. All my exes.
No, no, no. It's just funny.
That's a funny one.
And you know my dad, he had like, you remember what was it before cassette tapes, and it was those eight tracks.
Yeah.
So Dad and I'd be driving up to Oklahoma and back, and he'd be like, turn the side of that 8-track, Kyle. And I mean, he was right in front of him. He could have done it too, but that was my job, is to turn the 8-track over. And it was,
you don't turn 8-tracks over. We've had this conversation before.
You didn't turn them over? I thought you turned them over.
No, there was a button. No, remember, there's a button. There was like a button, and it would
in a fancy car. No, I didn't have a fancy car. We had to turn it over.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think you're right about that. I never saw that, though.
No, we had an El Camino, and Dad bought this El Camino. It was third hand or whatever, and he thought, well, this will count as a truck. And it was kind of a car truck. It wasn't a true truck.
No, those are cool. Those are cool now. I don't think they were that cool back then, but they're pretty cool now.
They weren't cool then, because they carry the amount of wood that you can put in the back trunk of like a Datsun. And we'd go up and haul wood back and forth so we could burn it all winter. And in the El Camino. Anyway, the El Camino had an 8-track. And somehow we had George Strait 8-tracks. And he, you know. So anyway, this is a story.
So you had to pull the 8-track out and then flip it over and then insert it back in?
Yeah, we had to flip it over. Yeah.
Now, I never saw that kind of 8-track. So
I don't know. You know, my memory's a little rusty. Maybe there was a button. I don't know. So anyway, you know, there's some other great. Hold on. There's one other song that I wanted to play for you, Kevin. That is really, this one right here is just classic, and it's by Asleep at the Wheel. And I've heard this played at rodeos before, where it's just a great, great Texas. Kind of.
This is like Miles and Miles or something.
This is it.
I was born in Louisiana, down on the old bayou, raised on shrimp and catfish and mammy's good gumbo.
Isn't that a great song?
Got that rambling fever, said goodbye to Ma and Pa, cross that old Red River, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the skies. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die.
I love that song.
Oh, that's great.
And then he talks about he meets a girl with blue eyes, and as he looked in her eyes, he saw miles and miles of Texas. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's one I always think of.
Right. Okay.
Let's see if you have this one on your list.
Oh, if Alabama. You
play in Texas, yeah. You got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Rawls and up that both.
That's a great song. Alabama, man, they were as good as you get.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
no, great. They were good. Now, there's some other kind of outlaw country, you know, like Jerry Jeff Walker and Gary P. Nunn. Those are phenomenal Texas artists. And so I got a bunch of, you know, What I Like About Texas by Jerry Jeff Walker, or Road Trip by Gary P. Nunn. But here's one from Charlie Pride. I remember I'd listen to this with my dad, because this is one that Charlie Pride sang about. Is anybody going to San Antonio? And this was way up on the charts. But it was probably 1978. I just remember listening to this as a kid.
Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table.
Anyway, that's Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride was the legend. And he sang.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend. I don't know if he's still with us, but
no, he died in Dallas. He was born in Mississippi.
Okay.
And passed away in Dallas on December 12th, 2020.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Might have been COVID related. I'm not sure.
COVID? You mean the pandemic?
2020.
Dang. Yeah. That's not right. Robert Earl Keen, he's great. Here's one on Corpus Christi Bay. He's another one of these kind of outlaw Texas artists. He's just got that great Texas sound to him. Corpus Christi Bay. I get off and drink till daylight. That's like me every night. Sleep the morning away. Just kidding, I don't.
Sleep the morning away.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that. Anyway, but I'm telling you, I had more fun coming up with these songs. It was just, you know, there's a billion of them. It's just literally a billion Texas songs.
Mentioned this to Kendra the other day, and she thought I was out of my mind. We'll see if you know. Did you ever have like a transistor radio? Having one of those?
I remember listening to the Texas Ranger baseball games on my transistor radio, and then I'd turn it over and listen to, you know, one of the radio stations, and I'd have to.
Did it have just one earpiece?
It had I think my little one had dual rabbit ears, maybe just one. I can't remember.
Oh, really?
But it was battery powered.
You know, I had a little pocket battery powered. I think it had a little antenna, and it just had one ear because it wasn't stereo, so it just had a little earplug.
Oh.
But this song came on the other day that I'm about to play, and I said, man, I used to listen to this on my transistor radio. And Kendra's like, what are you talking about? What's a transistor radio?
Okay, play the song.
I was like, really?
Longer.
You didn't have? Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to hear this one.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Oh, I used to love this guy.
Yeah, I did too.
He's a ballad singer.
Out in the West Texas town of
Marty Robbins.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
But yeah. I don't know, for some reason that song, I remember exactly listening it, you know, on my transistor radio at my great grandmother's house.
Wow.
I remember that. So that just brings back that memory.
That's a sharp memory.
It's really cool.
When you say transistor radio, we used to have like the little Walkmans, and you could put a cassette tape in there, and then and then have the over the head earphones. And I remember I had one of those. I think it was maybe middle school, and you could record like Marty Robbins onto a blank tape off, and you'd have to like listen for it to be on the radio, and then you'd have to hit record.
Hit record. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so difficult because
I was telling Kendra and I were telling our kids about that a few weeks ago, I had that, but I also I think before that, I had just like an old fashioned tape recorder. It was like a big rectangle.
Yeah.
And I would set it by the speaker of a radio and like press record and record that way. And then when I got the little Walkman, that was fancy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was cutting edge 80s technology there.
Now, did you ever. Yeah. Used to make dub tapes for friends or?
Man, I never did that. Kendra said, yeah. And she told the kids, yeah, we used to make mixtapes.
Yeah.
No, I never made a mixtape.
Well,
I never did that.
Yeah, your kids would laugh at the quality. Matter of fact, I think in the attic in one of my boxes, I may still have a mixtape that I got from a girl in like seventh grade. And it was such a huge honor because it was such a complete pain to record songs back in the day, because you'd literally be listening for it on the radio, and then you'd go and you'd hit record, and then you'd have to take that tape and then tape it over to your mixtape in just the right spot, and then you put, you know, 10 songs on one side and 10 songs on the other side. And anyway,
the
sound quality was sucked. It was terrible, but it was a huge compliment if somebody gave you a quote mixtape. You know,
yeah, that they put a lot of work into it.
Oh gosh, so much work.
Yeah,
and I did a few of those, and
I never did it. I don't think I could ever afford to have two tape recorders at the same time or something. I don't know.
I borrowed my buddy Mike's. I think I had one and he had one, and I said, "Hey, let me borrow it so I can figure out how to make a mixtape." And we bought some blanks, and then I'd make one, and then he'd make one, and you know, whatever.
But
it was probably good Marty stuff. Robbins and Mac Davis and, you know, stuff like that. There was a Mac Davis song on there that I don't know if anybody in their right mind remembers who Mac Davis is, but he was an actor. and a singer. He was hilarious when he acted, but the funny thing was he was a really gifted singer as well. Let me see if I can find.
What do you mean he was hilarious? Was he a comedian or something, or was he just a bad actor?
No, he was a comedian. But this is, you'll probably remember this song, "Texas in My Rearview Mirror." This is Mac Davis. And so he's a great singer, but just hilarious.
I was just 15 and out of control. Lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in the country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay.
I remember that song.
Yeah. No, it's just a great song. Anyway.
I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to keep that one for the Lubbock episode.
Yeah. No, I need to do that. And hey, I just need to come back to this because it's such a happy song.
A little time to think.
Bowling for soup.
But then she went to Cleveland with some guy named Leland. That she met at the bank. There's nothing wrong with Ohio.
Except the snow and the rain. I really like Drew Carey. Great lyrics. Oh man, that's great. That's great. So,
well,
all right.
No talk of Texas songs will be complete without something from this guy right here, right?
Ah, Stevie. Nice.
It's flooding down in Texas. All the telephone lines are down.
It does that.
It's flooding down in Texas. It has been this year.
All of the telephone lines are down. I like that blues thing where you just make up two lines and you just sing them over and over in different ways and riff to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to go.
Yeah, well, I thought there's nothing more Texas than Stevie Ray Vaughan singing about Texas. You know what I mean?
How the phone lines are down. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if y'all hadn't listened to our episode on Stevie Ray Vaughan, you go back and listen to that because, man, that was a good episode. We really enjoyed talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan. So, okay, you got any other surprise
songs for
me? No, I'm done.
Well, no, I don't have a surprise. I do have my surprise for you was Duran Duran. I thought that would really annoy you, but
no,
you
it
actually
didn't.
Liked them.
It didn't because the Reflex album for Duran Duran was my favorite one, and Rio in particular was probably my favorite song on that. Except that cheesy song about Save It for the Morning After. You remember that song?
No, not really.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't listen to Duran Duran very much.
Oh,
when
I did.
We were
I'm telling you, I'm an eclectic dude.
Yeah.
And the Reflex album, I didn't really like Reflex. I loved Rio, and I also liked that the cheesy song, something about Save It for the Morning After, which is probably, again, not a great message because it's basically talking about a one night stand, and we'll actually reflect on our relationship after that, which is not terribly deep or wholesome, which I would advocate to have a bit more wholesome relationship nowadays. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Anywho, I did save
what I think is the ultimate Texas song for last. So if you don't have anything else, I thought maybe we can.
I'm done. There's a billion more awesome Texas songs, but that's enough. And I really do wish there's a way that we could share these playlists with everybody because, man, they're fun to listen to. You start with Lukenbach, mm-hmm. Texas, and you go all the way through.
Don't let your babies grow
awesome.
Up to be cowboys.
I always think of this song.
Don't let them Waylon. Pick guitars or drive them
Waylon and Willie.
Let
don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
That's right.
Mamas,
What a great song. Hey, what a great song. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys listening today. This was fun for us, so we could just, you know, just kind of reminisce over great Texas songs.
Yeah, this was a great, man. Great idea.
Yeah, well, let us know if we missed a bunch. Just put it in the comments where we missed some.
Put it in the comments below on our channel.
Yeah, of something.
Which doesn't really exist anywhere.
I don't really know how to do that, but if you do put comments, we'll try to figure out how to read them.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Adios. Look us up. Give us a review. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Adios. He ain't wrong. He's just different.